Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9. Prahlad pacifies the Lord with prayers, text 23. Tishtamaya divi vibhodhidhanam. Ayushriyo vibhava ichiti anjanoyam. Yesmad vita kapita hasya vijimbita bru. Vipurjitena lulita satutena rasta. Drishta, have been seen practically. Maya, by me. Divi, and the higher planetary systems. Vibho, O my Lord. Akila, all. Disha, Panam, of the chiefs of different states or planets. Ayu, the duration of life. Sriyaha, the opulences. Vibhavaha, glories, influence. Ichati, desire. Yan, all of which. Jana ayam, these people in general. Yay, all of which. Duration of life, opulence, etc. Asmat pitu, of our father. Hiranyakashipu. Kupitahasa, by his critical laughing. When angry, vijimbita, being expanded, bru, of the eyebrows, vispurjitena, simply by the feature, lulita, pulled down or finished, sa, he, my father, tu, but, te, by you, nirastaha, completely vanquished. Translation of Prabhupada by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O my Lord, people in general want to be elevated to the higher planetary systems for a long duration of life, opulence, and enjoyment. But I have seen all these through the activities of my father. When my father was angry and he laughed sarcastically at the demigods, they were immediately vanquished simply by seeing the movements of his eyebrows. Yet my father, who is so powerful, has now been vanquished by you within a moment. Purport, within this material world, one should understand by practical experience the value of material opulence, longevity, and influence. We have actual experience that even on this planet, there have been many great politicians and military commanders like Napoleon, Hitler, Subhash Chandra Bose, and Gandhi. But as soon as their lives were finished, their popularity, influence, and everything else were finished also. Prahlad Maharaj formally gathered the same experience by seeing the activities of Hiranyakashipu, his great father. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj did not give any importance to anything in this material world. No one can maintain his body or material achievements forever. A Vaishnava can understand that nothing within this material world, not even that which is powerful, opulent, or influential, can endure. At any time, such things may be vanquished. And who can vanquish them? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, one should conclusively understand that no one is greater than the Supreme Person, Supreme Great. Since the Supreme Great demands Sarva Dharma Prachaja Mame Kama Sharanam Vraja, every intelligent man must agree to this proposal. One must surrender unto the Lord to be saved from the wheel of repeated birth, death, old age, and disease. Drishtamaya dividvibho kiladishevhanam ayushriyo vivavavichati yanjanoyam ye smat pitu kupita hasya vibhirmdrita ru visporjitena lulita satutena rastaha. Oh my Lord, people in general want to be elevated to the higher planetary systems for a long duration of life, opulence, and enjoyment. But I have seen all these through the activities of my father. When my father was angry and he laughed sarcastically at the demigods, they were immediately vanquished simply by seeing the movements of his eyebrows. Yet my father, who was so powerful, has now been vanquished by you within a moment. This is one of the major themes of this canto, especially Prahlad Maharaj's prayers, that although Hiranyakashipu was so great, inconceivably great, no one's going to become greater than Hiranyakashipu through the performance of austerity. Of course, Lord Brahma may be greater than Hiranyakashipu because he benedicted Hiranyakashipu, but still even Lord Brahma doesn't live forever. As a matter of fact, it is said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that at one time we were all Lord Brahmas or some highly placed demigod. And here we are now in Ljubljana. Now, even if you had a photo of when you were Brahma, you know, with your 10 heads, what good would it do you? Who would care? Unless you were applying for some kind of circus for become a freak performer or something. Otherwise, no one would take it seriously. So whatever position we have now will be vanquished. As a matter of fact, it's always being vanquished at every moment. Just look at a picture of you when we were a little baby. Could we even recognize our own body? Look at that little baby. Who is it? Oh, that's you. Ah, really? But where is that little baby body? It's disappeared. Probably even our parents can't even remember what it was like. And this body that we're looking in the mirror and we're thinking is so valuable, we're working so hard to maintain, is also going to be vanquished very shortly. As a matter of fact, at every second is being vanquished. But people don't see. Ahani, ahani, bhutani, gacchanti amalayam, shesha stavar ichchanti, kimastaram atakparam. That Maharaj Yudhisthira was asked, what is the most wonderful thing? And his answer was, ahani, ahani, bhutani. Every day, every moment, so many living entities are entering into the kingdom of Yamaraj. But those who are staying behind, they believe that they're going to stay here forever. And that's material existence. What is everyone worried about? They're worried about a lot of things. But the main thing, what is the basic principle that people are worried about? Is the fact that they're going to die, or their body's going to die. Now, that's the main problem of material existence. Therefore, Pariksit Maharaj asked Shukadeva Goswami that what is the duty of a person who's about to die? Now, if you ask that question at a university to the learned professor, he'll call the police and have you arrested as a potential terrorist. The police will come and say, well, what's the problem? He threatened me. He said, what's my duty when I'm about to die? Therefore, he'll be convicted as a terrorist. Yes, he asked such a terrible question to the learned professor. He threatened him. He asked him what his duty was now that he's about to die. That's all people can take it. They're trying to forget through intoxication, other things, the fact that this body is only temporary. But Shukadeva Goswami wasn't disturbed by the question. Nor did he have to go on Google, on the internet, and try and figure it out. No, immediately he replied, Varyan Eshate Prashna Kritan Lokahita Ripaha Atvatam Samatat Pumsam Shodivyadishu Yakpraha. That this question is glorious. Shukadeva Goswami said, finally someone asked me a good question. I've been going around the world and people are just asking me, you know, how's the weather? How are you feeling? Could I buy you some clothes? No good question. Finally, someone asked a good question. What is the duty of a person who's about to die? So, Shukadeva Goswami said that this is glorious. Why? Because it's beneficial for everyone. Both the person who asks the question, the person who gives the answer, and everyone else who's listening. Because it's one thing we all have in common. The fact that we're not going to stay in our bodies for very much longer. Now, is it the first time anyone asked the question? No, Shukadeva Goswami says, Shotavyadishu Rajanja, Srinam Shanti Sahasra Shaha, Apashitam Atmatatvam, Griheshu Grihamedinam. In this world, people have hundreds and thousands of questions. Billions, if you go on the internet, Google or any search engine, people are asking billions of questions every day. But what are they asking about? Beep, beep. Same question that the birds are asking. Beep, beep. As I already told you what the language of birds are, so you should understand what that means. Beep, beep means, where is the worm? And the other bird is answering, beep, beep, beep. That means it's over there. If you know the language of birds, you'll know where to find worms. So they're all asking, everyone's asking questions. Hundreds and thousands of questions. All about what? Nidriya nirite naktam. Vavavayena chavavayam. Divya Charateha Arajan Katumba Bharanenava. Nidriya. At night, people are trying to figure out how to sleep. If you go on the internet nowadays, there are literally thousands of mattresses you can buy. You can try them all out. See if you can sleep better on one than the other. You can actually spend tens of thousands of dollars on a mattress. Scientists are working day and night to figure out how we can sleep, as if it requires some scientific expertise to help us sleep. They should just come to the Bhagavatam class. Just ask the learned devotees. There's no need to spend so much money on sleep. Just come to the Bhagavatam class and listen. As I said before, when I was at the airport in Chicago one time, one devotee came up to me and said, yes, I sold a book to a person who was an insomniac. He couldn't sleep. He said, I'd be glad to take your book, but I can't read it because I can't concentrate on anything because I can't sleep at all. So the devotee said, don't worry. Just take the book and give a donation and try to read it, and I'm sure you'll fall asleep. He said, we have a class every day. 40 people are in the class. And as soon as we open the book, we start reading from it, everyone falls asleep. So indeed, the man bought the book, sat down in the airport chair, opened the book, tried to read, and fell asleep. So we have the solution for everything. But at night people are sleeping, or if they have any energy, then there's some sex life. And then during the day, working hard, gain money, and so the wife can go out with a credit card and spend it all. And what's the whole thing about? What is all this endeavor, all this effort, what are people trying to achieve? What is the end goal? According to Shukadeva Goswami, Deha Patya Kalatra Dishu Atma Sanyeshva Satsupi Tesham Pramato Nidanam Pashanapina Pashati. The reason why they were doing all this is because they don't want to die. They're trying to get Sanyeshu. Sanyeshu means soldiers, protection. The house, 10 locks on the door, no one can enter. Even the Yamadutas have to try to come in through the back door. Too hard to get in through the front one. So much protection, big house, they used to have moats around the castle, armed guards. King Ugrasena, according to the Krishna book, had 10 quadrillion personal bodyguards. I mean, that's a lot of bodyguards. I mean, just imagine when all the bodyguards have to sit down to eat. How many cooks do you need? How much wealth do you have to feed 10 quadrillion personal bodyguards? So everyone is trying to figure out what will protect this body. And of course, it's not that we're against protecting the body. We're not saying everyone should run out of the temple naked and say, whatever Krishna wants. No, some covering, some protection has to be there. But there's nothing we can do to stop death. It doesn't matter what is our family like, what is our house like, what is our bank balance, but still everyone has to die. So in the meantime, Tasmat Bharata Sarvatma, Bhagavanishvaro Hari, Shrotavya Kirtitavya Scha, Smartavyakcheha Tabayam. What is the solution? People will laugh if we tell them the solution. Smartavyaksaratam Vishnura. One should always remember Krishna. Tasmat Bharata Sarvatma, Bhagavan Ishvara Hari, Shrotavyas. One should always, Kirtitavyas. One should always remember, one should always glorify. Smartavyak, actually, Shrotavyas. One should always hear about, one should always chant about, one should always remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why? Because we're all eternal. We're not going to die. But worse than dying is that we have to take birth again in some other body, and no one knows where they're going. And since we're eternal, we should take shelter of the eternal, the supreme eternal. Just like we've taken shelter of this temporary body, and hoping that by an arrangement, a proper arrangements of this body, I'll become happy. We've invested all our interest in the temporary happiness of this body. But it doesn't matter what body we have according to Krishna. Abrahma bhuvana loka puna avartan ojana mamupete tu konteya punarjanman vidite. From the highest planet down to the lowest, there are all places of misery where to repeat in birth and death take place. But one who attains my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again. Even Hiranyakashipu and his demoniac followers realize that. Brahma, the control of the universe, they said, is in the forest, and he's always meditating because he's afraid he's going to die. Because now he's reached middle age. He only has 150 trillion years left to live. And he's afraid he's getting old and he'll soon have to die. So although there were demons, and although they understood that their Kamsa, and previously Kamsa Hiranyakashipu, had been benedicted by Lord Brahma, still they understood that Brahma is not secure. So how could they figure out that they were secure? But Pashanapina Pashati, the illusory energy doesn't allow us to see that. Although we're seeing it, But we can't see it. We won't see it. We refuse to see it. We want to live in our imagination. Maybe it won't apply to me. Maybe I'll be an exception because I'm a nice person. Because I'm a nice person. Surely nothing bad can happen to a nice person. So Prahlad Maharaj said that I have personal experience that someone as powerful as my father, inconceivably powerful, was more powerful than even the controller of the universe. He himself, within a moment, was vanquished. So we'll also be vanquished. But Prahlad Maharaj said, as it says in the Bhagavatam, that both with the rising and the setting of the sun. How does that first word go? Udan, both with the rising and the setting of the sun, everyone's duration of life is lost. Tasyarite kahita, tasyarite nityam, uttamashloka vartaya. Man with the computer and the slokas. Both rising and the setting of the sun. Srimad Bhagavatam. So, you can't find it? Do you have folio? Both with the rising and the setting of the sun. Well, it's always in the first canto. Uttama shloka, you can just type in Uttama shloka vartaya. Uttama shloka vartaya. Taya. V-A-R-T-A-Y-A, Vartaya. Ayurvayati Vaipumsam. Udyan Nasta Tiyadeo Tasyarate Kahita Tasyarate Yakshino Nita Uttama Shloka Vartaya, both with the rising and the setting of the sun. So the first word was Ayur. So Ayur means duration of life. Ayu Harati takes away Vai Pumsam. By one's duration of life is being taken away. How? By the rising and the setting of the sun. So Udan Nastan Tiyayo. Tisyarate, what's the next? Tatsheno Da Uttamashoka Vartaya. So by the rising and the setting of the sun, everyone's duration of life is being lost, except for one who's glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because if we actually learn how to glorify Krishna with sincerity, then the result is that we're actually growing younger. The soul is always growing younger. In association with Krishna, the soul grows younger. Now we become stale. We're rotten souls. But we can become fresh again if we chant the holy name with some sincerity. The only thing is that we have to become non-envious. Why is Krishna God? Why can't I be God? Why is he so stingy, so greedy? He has to have everything. Why doesn't he give me something? I don't want much. I just want a universe or two. He has so many universes. He won't miss a universe if he gives one or two to me. No, we have to become non-envious. And then we can actually chant with some feeling. But if we want to compete with Krishna, we want more wealth, more fame, more material education, more material opulence, then the result is that we won't be able to chant Krishna's name with feeling. We won't want to realize who we actually are. We're simply building up on our illusion. We want more illusion rather than more reality. So that's our choice. Do we want reality or do we want illusion? So I'll stop there. First word of that verse was
Ayur Bharati Hai Kum Sam. Nidya? 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 Nidya?
Udayan Astam.
Udayan.
Udayan Astam Chayan Asam.
No, no. Okay.
Tasya Vaya Chayan.
Tasyarte Tachino Nidya Uttama Shloka Vartaya. Any questions? Thank you. Call.
Hare Krishna. regarding duration of life and perception of time, it is said that, or at least I understood, that everyone perceives time relatively and lives 100 years, we live 100 years, Brahma lives 100 years. What makes this perception like...
The more you suffer, the slower time goes. So if you suffer a lot, then time seems to go really slow. And when you're enjoying, it goes really quick. So if you want to live for a long time in terms of relatively, just torture yourself. And then time will go very slow for you. Not recommended.
So Brahma lives such a long time.
We can't really. I mean, it's not that Brahma's living for 311 trillion, 40 billion years. And for him, it's just like our, meager 100 years down here. It's not like that at all. He lives for a long duration of life. And he's enjoying also, so it doesn't. It goes quicker than it would for us here.
So how Lord Brahma perceives our lives? Because in 1 second it's 100,000.
It's insignificant. The demigods don't take it seriously. So short duration of life, they can't imagine why anyone takes it seriously.
But they are aware of our existence because they are controllers, no?
They're not unconscious. They're much more conscious than we are.
Mm.
Just that they don't bother us because we're so insignificant. Just like we may be aware there's an ant colony next, by our door. We don't spend the whole day watching the ants.
But in Vedic times, when yagyas were performed and demigods and Brahma appeared, that then this was probably, yeah. Although it's also very small.
Yeah, it's still, but those who chanted the mantras for the sacrifice were very powerful. They could influence the whole universe. They were pure Brahmas. Therefore, it was quite significant for the demigods. Ultimately, in terms of absolute reality, it's insignificant. Everything here is insignificant. I mean, reality is going on in the spiritual world. And they don't even, sometimes a little tiny cloud appears. No one really takes it very seriously. And that's called the whole material universe. And then it goes away. That's how serious they take it.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Grandaraj Manabhagavatam Kijai.